If you have these outlines, you will notice that it's not a verse-by-verse study, but we want to, as pointed out, pick out certain features that characterized Jehoshaphat, upon which we see God blessing. And when he departed from that, we find there's failure and there's compromise in his life. And then to see, we don't want to dwell on the failure, but we want to see what was required for his restoration. So we notice in the very first verses that were read that the Lord was with Jehoshaphat because he walked in the first ways of his father David. How commendable this is at such a time. It goes way back to David to check, to see the path for him. And he followed, he did not go and follow what was common already in his time around him. But then we noticed that as he was prospered, and the fear of the Lord fell upon all the nations around, God, they gave evidence, the blessings of the Lord upon him was an evidence that God was with him. The people recognized this. This is what we want to learn for ourselves, is our conduct, our walk, such that they will recognize God is with them. Then we notice that as prosperity came in, and that he, with all the wealth that he had, when you trace back the army that he had, and the establishing of the fenced cities and so on, he became, as it were, content. And we noticed in the 18th chapter, riches, honor, and abundance joined with affinity with Ahab. Just going to mention that point, and I'll let others develop this further. But here he joined affinity with Ahab, a wicked king, and the consequences of this. So this is the danger when our hearts become attached to other things than the Lord directly. Then there's the compromise and the trend, the tendency, unnoticed by us at times, where we come into contact, into association with what is not of God.